Unprecedented security measures will be in place when the Democratic National Convention opens in Boston next month. This is the first major political convention in this country since the 9/11 attacks. Congress has set aside $25 million for security at the convention, and last week the Senate voted to add another $25 million more. From member station WBUR in Boston, Monica Brady Meyerhoff reports.
There will be no flying or boating and restricted driving within a roughly 10-mile radius of the Democratic National Convention. That's because security planners say the event is a potential target for terrorists. Robert Faltzgraf is a professor of international security studies at the Fletcher School at Tufts University. He says beefed-up security makes perfect sense.
If you look at the documentation that we have from Al-Qaeda, about the criteria for selecting targets. They look at targets that are highly symbolic, and in the case of these targets, these conventions are symbolic of the American political process, of democracy. Secondly, targets that bring together large numbers of people, and therefore an attack upon those targets would create mass casualties.
The Secret Service says it's not only protecting the event, it's protecting democracy itself. Scott Schief is a Boston-based spokesman.
What is about to happen in the city of Boston is the continuation of the democratic process and the American way of life while our country is at war.
The Secret Service has recommended closing 40 miles of road around the Fleet Center for the evenings of the convention, including Interstate 93, which passes within 40 feet of the meeting. Also, North Station, a major subway and commuter route, will be shut down the entire week because it stops one floor below the convention hall. Because North Station will close, Amtrak's rail service from Portland, Maine to Boston will be suspended the week of the convention. These security-related closures are upsetting to many who commute to Boston.
My name is Ellen Knutson, and I'm from New Hampshire, so I drive in every day. I might completely revamp my whole life just for this. But whatever, I got to get to work.
Kevin Sutton from Hanover. I take a bus from Rockland, and I'm working that week, and I'm anticipating a hell of a week, and I think it's a bunch of garbage that they're shutting down all our highways and our stations.
I'm Jeff from Brookline. I'm going to take vacation that week. I'm going to Israel. I'm going to feel safer in Israel than I will in Boston.
Keeping the city safe is the job of the Boston Police Department. The department only has 2,100 officers, as compared with New York City's 39,000. Boston Police Commissioner Kathleen O'Toole says her department is getting regional assistance.
We've had to work on major events, and we've always had to do it in a collaborative way. And fortunately, we're not forging these relationships now. So, you know, we have a great working relationship with the state police. We also have two large units assisting us, regional units assisting us, and these are highly trained special operations, tactical type officers who will come in large groups.
As a national special security event, the Democratic Convention will be guarded on the ground, from the air, and in Boston Harbor. There will also be units prepared to detect biological and chemical weapons. Hotels housing the expected 36,000 visitors are also taking extra security precautions. Most hotels will be restricting access to guest floors and requiring photo IDs. Some are hiring police or extra security to patrol the lobby, and some hotel employees have been trained by the Boston Police Bomb Squad. For NPR News, I'm Monica Brady Meyerhoff in Boston.